Here's Brian Jennings with the news.
It's been widely reported in Germany that the government there is poised to announce the supply of Leopard 2 tanks directly to Ukraine, a reversal of its policy up to now. The German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is expected to approve the move today. The United States is also said to be on the verge of sending heavy battle tanks to Ukraine. Germany and the United States have until now held back on providing heavy armour, wary of moves that could give Russia reason to widen the conflict. In his nightly address, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged the country's Western allies to send a significant number of tanks.
It's not about 5 or 10 or 15 tanks. The need is greater. We are doing what is necessary every day to fill the deficit. And I thank everyone who supports us in this. However, discussions must end with decisions. Decisions on real strengthening of our defence against terrorists.
The Thornishland Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, is on his way to Lebanon. During his visit, Mr. Martin will meet Irish troops serving with the 121st Infantry Battalion UNIFIL in the south of the country. One of the battalion, Private Sean Rooney, was killed in Lebanon last month. Mr. Martin will also meet senior Lebanese government officials as inquiries continue into the circumstances surrounding the shooting. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell reports.
Tánaiste Micheál Martin's visit to Lebanon is the first of a senior government figure to Irish troops serving as part of the UNIFIL presence there since the death in December of Private Sean Rooney. Private Rooney died in an attack near the village of Al-Akbiya. His colleague, Trooper Shane Carney, was injured in the same incident. The Tánaiste will tomorrow lay a wreath at the memorial in Tibneen, which honours all those Irish peacekeepers who lost their lives serving on missions in Lebanon. The Tánaiste says the visit is a chance for him to convey his sympathies to Private Rooney's colleagues and to express heartfelt appreciation as they continue to fulfil their duties with professionalism and dedication.
The Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Simon Coveney, has said some people will lose their jobs in Ireland as part of the decision by Google to cut its global workforce by 12,000. Following a meeting with the head of Google in Ireland, Adair Fox-Martin, last night, Mr. Coveney said it would be a few more weeks before the exact number of job losses at the company in Ireland is known.
Decisions that they've made globally in terms of reducing their cost base in the context of huge growth last year will have some impact in Ireland. But let's wait and see over the next few weeks what the numbers will actually be. But I can assure you that people who are working for Google today who are impacted by this will not have a difficulty finding tech jobs in other areas in the economy, and we'll work with them to make sure that's the case.
In New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern has officially stepped down as Prime Minister. Her successor, Chris Hipkins, has been sworn in by the country's Governor-General at a ceremony in the capital, Wellington. Shots were fired in a housing estate in Longford Town in the early hours of this morning. Officers were called to Doondarrig in the east of the town shortly after 3:30 this morning. There are no reports of anyone being wounded. A Gartha investigation is underway. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable, efficient, lower-cost heating? Think heating, think Grant.
It'll be mostly cloudy and dry with patches of mist this morning. Light rain and drizzle over Connacht and Ulster will gradually move southeastwards today and will clear to the south towards evening with sunny spells following. Highest temperatures will range from 7 to 10 degrees.